This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
And good morning, everybody. I'm Leo Honeycutt in for Jim Brown. My cohort in crime is off and using the time, we hope, constructively as he visits family around the country. We hope that you're really good with your family around the country today and around the country, too. Weather-wise, everything is looking so beautiful out there. Very, what we might call pleasant, as they said on CBS this morning. Nice, very, very nice. We have finally gotten through a lot of the winter storms, through all the flooding, through all the rain, through the tornadoes that we experienced last week. Well, now today, enjoy coast-to-coast sunshine. Looking at the radar myself right now, and it's looking really good. What about this trade war with Mexico? We had a lot of saber-rattling over this week, this last week, with between the president of Mexico and President Trump. Who is saying, we're going to go forward with this wall, and you're going to pay for it. And, of course, the president saying, no, we're not going to pay for it. So we're going to be discussing that today. Also, in case you're getting these emails in your box from that says it's from the IRS or some tax service, and they're asking you to send Social Security numbers and private information, don't do it. Of course not. If you're going to hear from the IRS, they will either write you a letter or they will call you. But what about this cybersecurity? Are you really secure? And what in the world does it cost if you have your identity stolen? I can attest for some friends of mine have actually had their identity stolen. It took thousands and it took years to get all that stuff unraveled. So be careful what you open up in your email. Also, we're seeing an epidemic in reflux. An epidemic across the country from people who are having gastrointestinal problems. How can you prevent these? And if you ignore it, what will that lead to? Yes, acid reflux could possibly lead to esophageal cancer. So you don't want to play around with this. And you can't constantly eat antacids. So how can you stop that? We're going to talk to a gastroenterologist about that today. Also, improving those relationships in 2017. Is it time to ask forgiveness? We're going to have a family counselor and therapist in with us in studio today talking about what you can do to get back on track and to find real joy and contentment in commitment in 2017. One real quick story. We've had so much bad news over the last several weeks. I just found this morning, and it kind of gives us all hope. As Gary Fryer heads back to college. Now you're saying, okay, big deal. Gary Fryer is going back to Arkansas Tech University up in Fayetteville. The difference is that he's 70. Yeah, it's never too late to get your degree, apparently. That's what Gary says. He's not only going back to college and has gone back as of this last fall, he's pledging Kappa Sig. How about that? A 70-year-old frat brother. He says, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it all the way. In fact, he said, I dropped out of the same university as a freshman because I had to go to work full time. Now, why not? He went back, 70 years old, and said, I enjoyed school so much. I graduated with honors from my associate's degree, and I wanted just to learn more. So, anyway, when he graduates, he will be 74 and in the job market. Okay, how about that? If you feel good, do it. 70-year-old. Heads back to college. Now, what about the college as far as common sense on this radio show with regard to this trade war that's breaking out between us and Mexico? Leonard Raskin joins me now from the D.C. area. He's the CEO of Raskin Global Financial, and he's been taking a study of this about who's this really going to hurt? Who's it going to affect? Does it mean that American consumers are going to pay more for clothes, cars, car parts? How's all this going to happen and shake out? So good morning there, Mr. Raskin.
Good morning, Leo. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Enjoyed our discussion the other day. It's kind of eye-opening. Let me ask you right off the bat, is this between Trump and President Nieto? Is that just saber-rattling between two heads of state?
Certainly they're both posturing. And the Trump administration put out on Air Force One the other day that, hey, maybe if you don't pay for this wall, we're going to slap a 20% tariff on everything that comes in to America from Mexico. And that caused President Nieto to say, well, I'm not going to come visit the White House and talk to you about this. So I think absolutely you've got both of them putting their positions out. Nieto has to save face at home, because he's not the most popular guy in Mexico as the president of Mexico, and Trump has to keep his promise that was one of his central, obviously, starting positions in his campaign, which is we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it.
Well, so who stands at the bottom line here? Who stands to lose and gain in this deal?
Well, I think Trump's going to get the wall. If he wants the wall, they're going to have the wall. It becomes a question of who pays for it and how. I think Nieto's in a tough bargaining position. Certainly at home, he's got to say, as I say, he's got to save face. His approval ratings have dropped dramatically. He sent 3 ambassadors to the U.S. in the last year. 80% of his country's exports come to America. And when you look at that, you got to think that he's not in the position of the greatest strength there is. In the meantime, President Trump's riding I just got in and this is what I want. And a lot of people want it as well. A lot of people in this country want it. So it just becomes a question of who pays for it and how. I think ultimately, in the art of the deal, our president's certainly a guy who wants to negotiate and wants to run the government that way. And let's face it, If you can throw out that starting salvo that causes some disruption on the other side, I think you have an upper hand in the long-term negotiation.
Well, let's talk about the greater issue of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. I've heard this bandied about now for about the last 15 years or so, in fact, ever since Bill Clinton. And we instituted this thing in a big way between North American Free Trade, of course, means that we pretty much level the playing field between all the way from Canada through the U.S. down into Mexico. So who is NAFTA really good and bad for?
Well, it's sort of been good for everybody. Certainly, you'd hear President Trump when he was running for office, he would tell you how horrible it was. And the reason for that is that a lot of jobs have left the United States in favor of Mexico because of the cheaper labor. And when you're looking at a Mexican worker where the minimum wage is $4 a day, I believe that's the most recent number. If I'm Ford or GM or whoever I may be and I can manufacture goods there at a cheaper price, I'm able to create more profit. So it's been great for American companies to be able to create more profit. At the same time, it's hurt American workers because our minimum wage and our union wages are a little higher than $4 a day. So that's who Donald Trump came in, President Trump came in saying he was going to make up for. He was going to stop this, and he was going to cause more jobs to come back across our border from Mexico. And as a result, put some of those Mexican workers out of work and put some of those companies' profits in a little different light. So he's certainly interested in changing the world relative to the agreement. I don't know what's going to happen there. It's obviously a big, complex thing. As you said, it's been in place a long time. You can't just take it out. It's going to be a little harder than that.
Right, and I'm wondering, is that realistic to even think that we could try to restore all those, especially auto worker jobs that have pretty much left the country, a lot of the manufacturing jobs that have left the country? Is there a possibility of actually restoring that back across this border to higher paying jobs? Because I can imagine that would probably grow prices exponentially in this country.
Absolutely. It would raise prices here. It would cut in. It's either going to raise prices or cut into company profits. And let's face it, companies want to keep their profitability. So it would absolutely raise prices. The question is, are people in the United States willing to pay that extra 10 or 20 or 30% for cars and machinery and electronics and things that come in from Mexico in a big way in order to get more jobs back into America? They certainly voted like they are. But when it comes, push comes to shove, and they have to spend the money on it, the question is, will they?
That's right. Okay, Leonard Raskin, stay on the line if you would. We're going to come back and continue this discussion about what this really means for us between the war between U.S. and Mexico. Grab another cup of coffee. Common Sense continues right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
And And welcome back on this Sunday. I'm Leo Honeycutt. My cohort in crime, Mr. Brown, Common Sense Mr. Brown, is off vacationing today with some family and friends. And we hope he's having a good time. Today's certainly a good day for it. Clear skies nationwide today. A beautiful high-pressure system over the central part of the region. And you should be experiencing nothing but nice sunny skies for this Sunday. Hope it's looking good out there. Now, in looking back over the most recent edicts to come out of Washington with regard to this wall between the United States and Mexico, of course, it's been a war of words as of last week between the Mexican president and new president Donald Trump. And they've agreed now not to say anything else publicly. So the White House and the Mexican government have agreed to discuss this in private. The last public statement we had came from Mr. Trump, which he said Friday. We had a very good call, he and the president of Mexico. And he said, the border is soft and weak, drugs are pouring in, and Mr. Trump says, I'm not going to let that happen. I have a great respect for Mexico. I love the Mexican people. But he added that Mexico has out-negotiated us and beat us to a pulp through our past leaders. They've made us look very foolish. So we're going to restructure our trade deals, beginning with Mexico. On the line we have with us right now Leonard Raskin, the CEO of Raskin Global Financial. He's in the D.C. area and has a great deal of knowledge about this trade agreement between Mexico and the United States, as well as others. And we had discussed about NAFTA, whether it was good or bad, and will forcing manufacturing jobs back into this country, actually restore higher-paying jobs, but also escalate costs, and how much are Americans willing to pay for that. So here's what we have with regard from the Mexican side. You have sort of a catch-22 here, Mr. Raskin. If we contribute to depressing the economy of Mexico, will that not cause even more illegal immigration?
Absolutely. One of the things that slowed the immigration a little bit is the fact that their economy is getting stronger. And if they have jobs there, they don't necessarily want to come here to get them. They'd probably much rather stay home. So we could have more illegal immigration if their economy tilts, certainly in the wrong direction. At the same time, you've got a situation where people still want to get away from the corruption, get away from the cartels, get away from the drugs, and bring their families here for a better life. So I think we're still going to have people trying to get in. So here we have our president saying we're going to build this wall and we're going to make it happen. And Mexico's all against it because they want their people to be able to freely flow. I think the president is certainly genuine in saying he wants the drugs to stop. I don't know that a wall will do that, but we'll find out someday, I'm sure.
Well, I know that there's been a fair amount of trouble with landowners along the Mexican border on the American side. And the Border Patrol says it's completely overwhelmed and can't really stop this kind of influx of people who are seeking a better life. Well, if the economy of Mexico is doing much better now than it ever has, and there's still a flood of illegal immigrants coming across the border, I'm not sure this is not going the opposite direction of the effect that Mr. Trump is looking for. So if it is a catch-22 indeed, then we're going to wind up with a wall with more illegal immigration and higher prices at the same time. So I can't imagine the American people would be in favor of that. But let's look at who's going to be affected. How will consumers, first off, be affected by this, you think?
Well, if there's this 20% tariff that we're talking about, then undoubtedly prices of goods that come into America from Mexico are going to get higher in prices. We're talking about, you know, in a given year, cars and electrical machinery, other machinery, you're talking a couple $100 billion worth of goods that come in. We're talking about significant amounts of produce, fruits, vegetables, snack foods, things like that. You're talking $21 billion worth of food that we eat is coming in. And those prices going up 20%, who's it going to hit the most? Well, let's face it, it's going to hit the lower class. The lower middle class the most, because their expenses for those things are going to go up. Their ability to pay for them is not going to rise necessarily at the same rate, although we'd hope it would, but historically it hasn't. And so they're the ones that will be hit the most. The upper middle and wealthy will probably just pay the bill and not really care, not really notice.
Hmm. I noticed that in last week's review of a lot of the companies that primarily do a lot of trade with Mexico, CNBC was talking specifically about the banks. Citibank and Amex, American Express, were going to be the hardest hit if, in fact, this all plays out. But what about the auto manufacturers? As I understand, a lot of parts come from Mexico.
Absolutely. We're talking about roughly $74 billion in cars across the border from Mexico. And then we also, what happens is we ship our machinery down there, and then they complete, or we ship the parts down, and they manufacture the cars and send them back in. So you already saw, just in the first week and before the first week of the Trump administration, you saw GM and Ford make commitments to build plants here, to stop moving workers there. You see Fiat Chrysler making a commitment to build more here. We ship there, they ship here. You know, it's a hard, hard macroeconomic question. There's a lot going on here. And I think your statement earlier that they've agreed to talk privately would be a much better thing than having this trade discussion on Twitter and on Air Force One.
I think the only person that's less popular than the Mexican president in Mexico is Donald Trump. So the Mexicans are really up in arms over this, and they feel like that they're not being treated with respect. And I noticed that Donald Trump actually used that same word reciprocally. So, you know, who needs who more here, Mexico or America?
Well, we're obviously the behemoth in the fight. Although they are our third largest trading partner, we're their first, and 80% of their exports come here. I think they're in much more need of us than we are of them. Having said that, it suits everybody to make this quietly go away and to build the wall. And Mexico, when you look at it from their standpoint, my goodness, if 80% of their exports suddenly or slowly dry up, it would have been a lot cheaper to pay for a $15 billion wall.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I can see that. You know, one of the things that's interesting about this whole scenario is that the vast majority of illegal immigrants from Mexico flood into California. And so they've been joking about it for years and sort of half seriously about maybe re-annexing the Golden State, or California is even to the point now where it's talking about secession from the United States because of the policies of President Trump. But they're about $30 billion in the red, and here they are threatening secession. So I'm wondering, if since they're the largest state for illegal immigration, should we just let them go?
Well, I think Californians, certainly that may make the ballot. Everything makes the ballot out there, and secession very well may. I don't know if they have enough legal resident votes to secede, but if they did, I don't know what they would do. They're in debt up to their eyeballs in California. They pay a lot of money as a government for lavish benefits for state employees, lavish money to illegal immigrants, lavish money to the poor. So they are a sanctuary state. They are a welfare state, if you will, with some of the major tech companies and others there. But at the same time, boy, do they promote socialism from the state capital down at this point.
I'm sorry, I'm coming up on a hard break here. Leonard Graskin, thank you very much for joining us today. We want you to come back at some point. In the meantime, we're right back after this.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back on this Sunday, everybody. I'm Leo Honeycutt. Jim Brown, my cohort in crime, is off having a good time with some family and taking a much-needed vacation, a day off here on this beautiful day nationwide. Nice sunny skies. You won't see that very often, but it looks like we have it from coast to coast today. So hope you're going to do something outside and stay kind of nice and warm and enjoy some of that vitamin D that comes down from Osol. This last segment that we were talking about, the NAFTA trade agreement and also about the war with Mexico, the trade war, kind of snuck up on me there, but we were just discussing about what will it cost Americans, and I think that the shakeout is that if this escalates very much more and we wound up with a trade war with Mexico, it's going to wind up costing the American consumer a little bit more, if not a lot more, especially when it comes to buying cars and other parts, things that were manufactured in Mexico. And as Mr. Raskin was mentioning, too, when you can't compete with wages in Mexico that are $4 a day as a minimum wage, $4 a day. So I can't wait to see how this, if we in fact can bring back higher paying manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. Turning our attention now to cybersecurity. How safe are you when you're on the Internet? Not very. How safe are you when you open your email? Well, apparently not very. Cyber criminals now are sending emails and they're spoofing high-level executives such as company presidents and CEOs or even lower-level clerical personnel who are requesting, they're requesting of these folks that the W-2s for employees should be provided to them by return email. Now, this scam has become quite convincing as countless clerks are fooled and they send out private info such as employees' social security numbers, which are now suddenly in the hands of ID thieves. Now, here's a couple of examples of what you might read if you see something that appears to be from the IRS. First off, understand the IRS is not going to send you anything via email. That's not going to happen. Nor is anybody representing the IRS or the federal government going to send you anything by email. But these emails are including language that says things like, quote, kindly send me the individual 2016 W-2, a PDF, an earnings summary of all W-2 of our company staff for a quick review. Another one is, can you send me the updated list of employees with full details, including name, social security numbers, date of birth, home address, and salary? Another one says, I want you to send me the list of W-2 copy of employees' wage and tax statement for 2016. I need them in a PDF file. You can send it as an attachment. Kindly prepare the list and email them to me ASAP. Don't do that. Now, apparently, a number of companies have fallen victim to this, and it is causing quite a bit of stir and costing millions of dollars in trying to straighten out identity theft. Joining us on the line right now, we have Sean Tuma. He's a Texas attorney who specializes in data protection, and he tells us about how this scam works and how you can avoid becoming a victim. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Leo. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, as long as I don't open one of these emails that purports to be from the IRS and I wind up sending out my or somebody else's Social Security number. So is this really a threat?
Oh, yes. I had two cases of this come into my office this week where it's a huge threat. Cyber criminals use many different ways of what we call social engineering, which is basically using deception and trickery to make good people do dumb things. And right now it's the tax season. It's just kicking off. And so they're using this W-2 scam, this variation of their phishing scams, to try to get W-2s from people. And so they're just, peppering companies left and right with these emails, and they're working. They're getting a lot of people fooled. And you know what's really ironic is a lot of times it's the HR people within the company who respond to the emails.
Oh, Lord. Well, you would think if anybody would be on top of cybersecurity, it would be the folks in human resources.
Yeah, you would sure hope so. And then, the problem there is this then creates a data breach for the company that has that happen, because they've now disclosed information that was intended to be kept private. And so they have to go through a legal process and a notification process, and oftentimes answer questions of the people in the company to say, why did you do something like this with my information? And they have to say it was HR that did it. So you can just imagine the tension that comes about.
Yeah, absolutely, especially if their identity is stolen and people either run up accounts, charge accounts using their name and information, or they intercept, as I appreciate this particular scam, they intercept their tax refunds.
Yeah, what they do is they take the information they get from the W-2s, impersonate the employee, try to access the IRS's website and file or they try to file for the refund themselves. And either that or they then call the employee, pretend to be an advocate or an IRS agent or something like that to gather more information, but ultimately they're trying to get their tax refund.
And apparently they must be having some success. I understand that there's like billions in refunds now that have been intercepted by these cyber criminals.
Yeah, they've had a lot of success. They've been doing this for a few years now. It's not a new scam, but it's one that resurfaces every year around tax season. And this year, they get better and better at it. What they do is they've learned to spoof the email addresses of the company executives. So it looks like it really is coming from the president of the company when they receive that email. And imagine being, you know, a low-level HR clerk or accounting clerk, receiving an email from the president that says, look, we have an important audit that slipped through the cracks. I need you to send me this information immediately. I'm getting on a plane. When I land, I expect this to be done. I'm going to be unavailable for the next hour, right? So they can't call them and verify that it's really them. And, you know, that person's going to comply in many cases. And that's where this scam comes about. And then they learn that it didn't go to the president. It went to someone else. And that's when they better get in touch with their attorneys.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I can see all kinds of privacy issues and everything else as you were just mentioning. So how can we protect ourselves? How as individuals, can we protect ourselves?
Well, there's multiple ways. One, you're going to have the issue of how the companies can put processes in place to protect their own company. So if you have a company or I have a company. But as an individual consumer, understand, and you made this point, that the IRS will never initiate contact with you through any way other than traditional U.S. mail. They won't text you. They won't email you. They won't call you on the phone and demand payment. So understand that. You know, this is a symptom of fraud in a much bigger sense, social engineering, phishing. And a lot of that starts with your passwords for your logins and your accounts. A lot of people have accounts set up where they use very simple passwords that the bad guys understand and know. Have good passwords. Don't use security questions that people can look up on Google. That's a huge one. You know, 20 years ago, you and I could use a security question of where do we go to high school, and nobody would probably be able to know that except someone that knew us. Now they can Google it.
So, all of our stuff is pretty much out there. So what about privacy? Who says we have any kind of privacy? I don't think we do. Hey, look, we're going to continue this discussion in just a second here. Sean, stay on the line with me for a second. Once again, folks, try to remember that the IRS is not going to email you or text you anything. Now, I know when you get these things in the mail, email, it looks like it could be some blood-curdling threat about a tax audit, and you want to immediately reply to it. If you don't have your own CPA, then it can be kind of scary. But remember, they will not email or text you any kind of communication from the actual Internal Revenue Service. You can go to irs.gov and they'll tell you all about these scams. But we're going to continue our discussion about how you can protect yourself right after this as the Common Sense Show continues.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Vietnam Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Leo Honeycutt in for Jim today. My cohort in crime is off visiting some family members, and we're having great weather across the nation, coast to coast. But are you having great weather when you open up your email account? You may not. If you click on the wrong thing, as you well know, you can unleash all untold viruses, and your accounts can be hacked. And it looks like that the latest is an IRS scam. Now, IRS scams have been going for years. In fact, if you go back over and look a cursory investigation on the internet, you can find a Wall Street Journal account as well as a Fortune magazine account about another IRS scam that involves the Affordable Care Act. They've had about 2 million of these complaints to the IRS, the actual IRS, over the last 3 years. And these fake notices come out into your email. They demand a $325 payment. The demand letter is 3 pages long, and it includes something called a payment voucher. There's another letter that can pop up in your email that's 7 pages long, purports to be from the federal government, from the Internal Revenue Service. And it looks like that IRS agents are saying that, according to the journal, more than 8,800 people have been duped out of a collective $47 million. As a result. On the line with us, rejoining us for this discussion, Sean Tuma. He's a Texas attorney who specializes in data protection. So, Sean, it seems like that these threats are unending. We just have to be ever vigilant that basically the IRS will never contact you or make any threats via email or text.
That's right, Leo. You know, what this shows is, you know, and I was thinking about this during the break, this is the common sense show right here.
Right,
and what
right.
people need to do, really the most important thing they can do, is educate themselves on the techniques that these bad guys use for these frauds. Because the variations on the frauds are as limitless as the imagination of the people themselves who are doing it. They'll use any kind of event or news event or other opportunity to dupe people. And so you have to start by learning the principles of what they often do. They pose as someone in a position of authority. They have a sense of urgency to it. There's consequences if you don't respond, and they try to push you. You know, they try to overpower your willpower and your common sense. And so people need to educate themselves, and they need to learn how to think about this. And remember, you know, you have the ones where the scammers use threats of bad things happening. But you also have the ones where they tug on your heartstrings, where after a natural disaster or, you know, someone, you know, a holiday scam, like, you know, here's a poor family that needs help. They pretext these emails on all kinds of things, but what they're always trying to do is get back information from you. And so the real, you know, lesson is you've got to educate yourself so you know how to think and understand what they're doing. And you can't trust people online. You can't trust emails. You can't trust phone calls now. If someone right. calls you and is wanting your personal information, hang up the phone, find out who they're supposedly calling from, and look up the number that really goes to that company and call them back. Many times it's not them.
Okay, now let's say that you have been duped. Let's say that this has already happened to you or somebody that you know, probably an elderly person, maybe your mother or father, grandmother or grandfather. Is there a way? How do you work out of this? How do you get through this and get your identity back?
Well, there are many companies out there that will help you do that. And one of the things, whenever I represent a company that has this happen to them, we will provide credit monitoring and credit remediation services. These are the letters you get that say you've been a victim of a data breach. Go here to get such and such services. Those are helpful, and you should always take advantage of those when you get them. But the other thing you can do is pull your credit reports and monitor your credit reports, because this stuff usually appears on credit reports, and you can address that then. The Federal Trade Commission has excellent resources on identity theft. If you go to FTC.gov and then look for their identity theft resources, they'll tell you a lot of things you can do. They'll provide checklists. They'll provide form information on how you can help recover and prove who you are. And if it gets too bad, then you can in many states, go to court and get an order from the court declaring you a victim of identity theft and compelling these other agencies to clean up your profile.
Well, that sounds like it's good, but it's also very complicated. I know I had a friend here who does not have a common name, certainly not like John Smith, but he had a person also in this area that had the same name. And that person sort of went off the deep end, and he stole the other guy's, my friend's, Social Security number and sold his identity, ran up all kinds of bills. And it was a nightmare for 2 years for my friend to try to get back his credit right and to straighten everything back out. It took him 2 years and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. This is a horrible event to have happen to anyone. And I wish I could tell you an easy way out, but I don't know of an easy way out. It's a long process. And what makes it even worse is we've been talking about IRS financial issues. One of the key things criminals are trying to steal now are health records because of the shelf life of those records. And they're using it for fraud, for insurance fraud, by posing as having surgeries performed, drugs prescribed, things like that to get reimbursement. Now imagine showing up at a hospital because you need a life-saving type treatment and your records showing you can't have it because maybe they show you already had your appendix removed. When you didn't, and that's the problem. And so this is a huge issue. I wish I could tell you an easy way to solve it, but the real thing is protecting yourself on the front end right now and being vigilant before you find yourself in that position.
Well, you know, everybody is shopping online now. All your information's out there, credit cards, in some cases, Social Security numbers, a driver's license. you know, it's you're out there, and people are ordering. In fact, this last year, this last Christmas season, they flip-flopped from bricks and mortar stores to more online stores and shopping to get things delivered to their door. So that means the information is out there for not millions, but a billion people. It's got to be like a kid in a candy store for cyber criminals.
It is, and I did the same thing. That's how I did most of my shopping this year. You know, and there are some things you can do to help. You know, you can't guarantee security in today's world. You can't guarantee privacy. But it's like the old saying of, you know, how fast do you have to run to be able to outrun the bear? You don't have to be able to outrun the bear. You just have to be able to outrun the guy next to you. And that's kind of how we are with cybersecurity now. You know, it's like a lock on the front door. If someone really wants to get into your home, they'll find a way in. You want to make your home more difficult to get into than the one down the street. And so we're not saying we're going to be able to help you secure yourself, but we're going to help you get more secure. And that really comes with, you know, starting with your passwords, your education. Look, all the data breaches that we hear about in the news, all the hacking that we hear about in the news, 90% of that is not sophisticated James Bond kind of stuff. It's basic email phishing, what we've talked about here. It's, you know, that's the vector that bad guys use almost 100% of the time to start these attacks. So if you can learn to take care of your email, your phishing emails, don't click on links, don't download attachments, don't provide information in response, use dual-factor authentication. That's where you enter a password, but then you also get something like a text message that says, confirm this is you. We saw that with gasoline pumps. You know, where you used to could just enter your credit card? Now you have to enter your zip code as well. That cut down on the credit card fraud almost like 75% because of that extra step. And so if you have the option on your account, use dual-factor authentication. And whenever you're shopping online, use credit cards, not debit cards, because it's not a direct pipeline into your bank.
Okay. All right. So how often should we change email accounts, just real quickly?
Change your password. You should do that at least every 6 months. A lot of people suggest more, but better to have a good password. Don't use the same password across multiple accounts. That's more important than changing it real frequently.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, Sean Tuma, thank you very much. I appreciate the update today and about how we can keep ourselves kind of nice and safer. Appreciate you being here. And we're going to have more of the Common Sense Show continuing right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.